Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. Yeah, it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling books. Welcome to the show, Greg Braden.
Well, good evening, Nicole. It's certainly a pleasure to hear your voice and a pleasure to be here tonight.
Welcome to the show, Stuart Wild.
Thank you very much.
John Kehoe, welcome to News for the Soul.
Hey, how are you?
Next up, Dr. David Morehouse.
I'm so glad that you called me because you are doing such an important task, important work, because you are spreading a very positive message.
I was really moved by last week's show because we made a commitment to a worldwide event to try to change consciousness.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. News for your soul. Life-changing broadcasts to souls around the world since January 1997.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Next on News for the Soul Radio, it's time for Authentic Self-Care with Nancy Stevens. Nancy discovered the importance of authentic self-care several years ago when she found herself so busy attending to everyone else's needs that her own care became her lowest priority. After struggling to make time for herself, she made it to her first yoga class, and her world completely changed for the better. Tune in today to find out how to live a life that's balanced, nourishing, and fuels your passion. Please welcome Nancy Stevens. Back to News for the Soul.
Well, hello, and thank you. It's so beautiful for me to be here today. For those of you listening live, hello and happy last day of summer as we move into fall equinox tomorrow. If you're listening later, I welcome you as well. A little bit about me. I'm Nancy Stevens, and my show, Authentic Self-Care with Nancy, is, as you guessed it, dealing and handling with all things having to do with caring for yourself and honoring yourself authentically. That was my journey of getting to be where I am today, taking many twists and turns, trying things, learning things, releasing things, as I then moved into exactly who I am, me, authentically, comfortably, happily, confidently, at ease. And that is my wish and dream for those of you listening right now, and for everybody else, that at some point in life, if we're not already there, that we get to connect and be comfortable, energized, and at ease in all of the beautiful areas of our lives that make us who we are, that complete our ability to care for ourselves. A little bit more about me. I am a health and life coach for people just like you who perhaps you're struggling to make changes or in the midst of changes or wanting to make changes. And together, by working with me, we partner and collaborate so that you are supported and held accountable when it comes to tending to the most important thing in life, you. If you are not flourishing and thriving by taking care of yourself and knowing what you need, how can we show up thriving and flourishing others in the world? It truly does start with how we go about handling, caring, and loving our very own self. If you want to find me, if you go to News for the Soul on the connect on the panel of show hosts, scroll down, you'll see my picture and my show name, Authentic Self Care with Nancy. If you click on that, a little info page pops up with how to connect with me on social media and how to find me. My website is nancystevenscoaching.com, and that is on that little page. If you click on that, you can get onto my site, move around there. I've gotten lots of lifestyle blogs up there. You can connect with me via email or schedule a little chat. I love to get to know all of you, and I'm here for you. If you want a copy of the show notes today, hit me up with email or chat, and I'll be more than happy to give these to you. As we share information and learn from information, we all grow and really make the world a flourishing, thriving place. And that is what I love to do, and that is what I believe I am called to do. Well, as I said at the start of my time here, depending on where you are, today is the last official day of summer as we move at 12:01 a.m. into an all-new season, fall equinox. I absolutely love fall and all of the energy that goes with it. I love all of the seasons, but there's just something about the fall equinox that I believe feels more just abundant, that the expectancy of what spring was and what summer was has now come into a place of just getting to be harvest or abundance. I'm an energy person, so I'm very intuitively aware of all of the different energies that are abundant and available to us in the different seasons of living life. And to me, the fall equinox season is one that brings about a different type of energy and balance. And so what I'd like to share with you today is finding some beautiful fall equinox rituals that can help you feel energized and balanced and really thriving in this beautiful time in life. So basically to me, the fall equinox is about kind of finding that beautiful place of balance and abundance, taking into account all of the other seasons that began the year. We have the winter and then spring and summer, and just really opening up and feeling affirmed and nourished by this beautiful time in the year. A little bit, fall equinox is a time of equal day and night, marked by the peak of harvest season, which can be interpreted as the physical harvest of food or the energetic harvest of the fruits of your spiritual labor. And a ritual is such a beautiful way to manifest your intentions for the season and to give thanks to yourself, the earth, God, the universe. That involves you, yourself, and you, or an invitation to friends and family in this beautiful ritual. It is a time of beautiful prosperity, a time of reflection, a time of enjoying the fruits, a time of sharing, and just, again, really bringing in this beautiful balance. So, as we move into, I was kind of backtracking, in summer, you know, we experience the longest day and the shortest night. And we've got winter that provides the opposite. And these turning points have been kind of been long celebrated across cultures as they usher in new season and say goodbye to the past. And this year, again, tomorrow, we've got a whole new equinox and season at hand. And to me, that is exciting. And I suppose just because of all that is going on in our world right now with the pandemic and all that has brought, what a beautiful way to continue to further and move into all that is taking place by starting within ourselves. So these are in no particular order, but they're just beautiful rituals that can help affirm and nourish and manifest. A beautiful ritual is one that perhaps of gathering in celebration over a meal. So the harvesting and ripening of, for instance, of fruits and vegetables is energetically kind of indicative of the energy of summer and the subsequent shedding of the fall equinox. Have a fun way would be to host a beautiful, mindfully prepared meal with some seasonal fruits and vegetables, a powerful way to celebrate the change of seasons. Apples, for instance, or squash are a traditional bounty. So maybe having an apple pie or slicing and eating a crisp apple, having an apple dessert or a drink and juicing it is a way to honor, kind of a fun way to physically honor and harvest your own manifestations that were planted for summer. So you can set a table tomorrow with your family and friends that gathers elements that represent autumn, if there's leaves that are beginning to fall, or again with those seasonal apples or squashes. You can just present a noted change in the season physically and spiritually and emotionally as you enjoy and share a meal with your family and friends, and maybe sit around practicing what it is you're grateful for, about what you have manifested since summer solstice. That's another good way to bring in the energy of fall equinox, is perhaps to do this at the end of the show or moving into tomorrow, reflecting and noting on things that have manifested, have been created for you during the time of summer solstice that you are now seeing the fruits of for fall equinox. Coming to mind personally is how much I enjoyed going to our local farmers market and being really excited at the beginning of summer at receiving some of the first fruits of summer, some of the first vegetables, and using those to nourish my body and just to be with the energy of summer solstice. Hiking outdoors at my favorite local hiking trail and making a note during summer of the vibrant green leaves and flowers and plants, seeing the baby bunnies and young birds and little bird feathers and even some little cracked eggs, just in making a note of all of that. And now as we are coming into fall, surveying the landscape of what now is. Some of the leaves on the trees here have already fallen. Those trees that bloomed early in early February that got their leaves early have now given themselves permission, according to the cycle of life, to release their leaves. And now I'm seeing the leaves on the trees turning more lighter green and more golden, not yet full fall, but just a noticeable turn in the look and layout. The air smells a little different, too. You may have noticed a slight scent of what I call fall in the air, or just a different lighting. Of course, it's where we are now turning, so sunrise is later and sunset is earlier, so that just natural flow in the elements of the earth. So I love making a note of how I'm feeling now energetically to how I was when summer solstice began. My energy is a little different. It feels, that it's been balanced and smoothed out by that vibrant, vital energy of summer. So maybe reflecting and just making a note of any physical or emotional things that you are connected to, that you grew from, that you made a note of, that have landed beautifully in your body. And like I said, what a beautiful way to do that than having a first fall meal or a lunch with some fall fruits and vegetables, flowers that come to mind, and just celebrating and acknowledging your life with this season that you get to be in, fall season, and then gathering gratefully. Another fun way, the fall equinox invites us to honor the abundance in our lives and, like the falling leaves, shedding the layers of that which no longer serves us. Just like Mother Earth, we experience the seasons and rhythms of nature, and it is important to remain grounded during this time of transition. And what not a better way to do this than the practice called earthing, you may be very familiar with earthing, or maybe this is the first time you're hearing of it. Earthing literally is being connected outdoors in nature to earth. You can do this by walking outdoors or sitting, or by taking your shoes off and letting your barefoot feet touch the soil, the grass, the ground. It's this beautiful practice of connecting with the earth by placing our feet or even entire bodies on the ground and absorbing the life-affirming, nurturing energy of Mother Earth, and also releasing anything that we are holding on to back into the earth to neutralize for us. It's a very powerful practice. I actually engage in earthing almost every day, as often as I can, whether it's walking outdoors or walking in my own backyard and placing my feet on the earth. I like to do personally a little silent breath work and meditation of releasing that which no longer serves me, whether it was conversations or work deadlines or being with others from previous day. I release that into Mother Earth, letting her neutralize that, restore it, gather that energy in, and taking in all brand new earth energy. This practice is really a foundational one. It may seem like it's not much, but we are from earth. We live on earth. Why not connect and ground your beautiful life to creation, to the earth plane that you live on? And this is an easy, basic way for you to find balance and connection, to release what no longer serves you, what you no longer need from, like I said, previous days, workflow, conversations, connections, so that you are set up with beautiful, brand new earth energy to serve and share and live in the day at hand. So to put this into bed, you can go to a park, go to your backyard, find a wide open spot or anywhere that you can connect directly with the land, and quietly meditate on receiving and releasing. Do this with gratitude, giving thanks to the earth for the support, love, abundance, and life that you are fortunate to have right now and to experience. I think oftentimes we simply take the beautiful vastness of creation, of nature, you just take it for granted because it's always there. And again, this depends on where you live. If you are in a highly developed area in an inner city, it may not be as easy for you to ground, but I like to think that just being outdoors is a way to connect with the atmosphere, the essence of earth. It's free and available to each and every one of us. And I feel if more of us took time to connect our bodies, minds, and spirits to the creation that which we live in, earth, I think we would all have a different, beautiful sense of reverence for earth. We would feel more calm and more balanced and release some of the stress that just crops up by being alive. So earthing, what a beautiful way to connect to the fall equinox coming your way tomorrow, and just connect your beautiful life as it is in the moment every day to earth. Taking beautiful time to reflect. As we celebrate abundance and prepare to shed all that summer has been and its release, connecting to the natural rhythm that will also usher us to create balance in our lives. So again, making a ritual out of self-reflection during this time. This can be in the form of journaling, meditating, or even sharing with a loved one. Now, have you ever been giving too much and not allowing yourself to receive or give to yourself? Are there relationships in your life that drain you of energy and leave you feeling depleted? Do you want to spend more time doing things that fill you up personally? So put this into practice. Consider these questions down the different areas of your life where you give and receive. giving yourself permission to strike a balance and bring more peace and calm and an even flow of exchange of energy, allowing the energy of the fall equinox to be there to assist you. And allowing the energy of fall to assist you. Knowing that we are, you know, never faced with anything that we cannot overcome or thrive from. Mother Earth is a constant reminder of this. When we tune into the essence and seasons and fluctuations, we see that we are no different, really, from the trees and the bees and the birds and the animals. This simple realization is incredibly powerful. And it is during times like solstice and equinox, when the energies of Earth are very felt and real, that we are easily able to tap into loving ourselves and who we are. And then that some other beautiful ways of opening up to and being one with the fall equinox energy at the start of this beautiful season is also eating cleaner. What not a better way to nourish your body, mind, and spirit than to enjoy the harvest of seasonal fruits and vegetables that are coming available to you. Again, eating local fresh fruits and vegetables. Maybe those are squashes or apples or nuts. Whatever it is in your area that's local, that would be your fall abundance, depending on where you live. Where I live here in the Southeast, we have a beautiful array of apples coming on. We have late harvest tomatoes. We've got some corn, lots of squashes and gourds, some fall lettuces and kales are coming on. So I like to tap into those and intentionally purchase and eat these. It ties me to the area that I live in, and it ties me into fall. I am energized when I eat these fresh fruits and vegetables because they are clean. They provide me with beautiful, sustainable, nourishing, nutrient-rich vitamins and minerals that contribute to and feed to my energy. So, can where you live, buy local produce. See if you can find it in your grocery store. Maybe you have a flourishing farmer's market. Tap into that. That's an easy way for all of us to gather in beautiful fall equinox energy and fall energy. And another beautiful way is taking some beautiful full breaths. You may notice that fall air is a little bit cleaner or crisper, depending on where you live. I know we've had a lot of nature going on, but kind of take advantage of noticing the scent of the fall air. Breathing beautifully and deeply. You can do this if you are earthing, if you are sitting outdoors, just take a few full, deep breaths. Deep breaths from in your belly as you inhale all the way up through the top of your head and exhale that beautiful breath back to your belly. I find if I do this intentionally and slowly, taking in three full inhale breaths, I feel reset and am placed in the moment. And I love fall so much that I want to be in the moment. I want to be in the energy and in the abundance and harvest of fall. And breath work, again, is available to each and every one of us. In fact, making a practice of intentional full breathing is a beautiful way to de-stress, to reset, to be present and mindful. Because when you're fully breathing, it can be a little bit of a challenge if you are trying to merge into a past conversation or area or go into a future-focused one. So breathing is a beautiful way to merge and become more mindful and present, to enjoy the rich fall colors that are coming, to enjoy the harvest of fruits and vegetables, to enjoy maybe if you're moving from hot to cold, wearing different clothes, just being in the process of the change and rhythm that fall brings to Mother Earth and to how we live our life and what's coming ahead. And other ways that bring in the energy of fall ritual of bringing in that is practicing gratitude. Repurposing your gratitude practice with a focus on being grateful for what it is you get to receive during this season of fall. Maybe looking in the near past, being grateful for your successes or accomplishments or achievements. Looking at what was good. Yes, we are definitely in a pandemic, and that has certainly moved things off balance, but even within that, there is good to be had in that. So using the recent past or what is at hand now and having a fall abundance gratitude practice, that is another way that allows you to be present and mindful with what is right now. So practicing a little blip of gratitude that's beautifully personable and related and movable. What not a better way to move into the having energy and abundance in fall than to get moving? If the temperatures in your area have gone from high heat and humidity or hot and have cooled down, what not a better way than to get outdoors, to get moving? If you live in a neighborhood that you could hike in, or a local park or a hiking trail, or find something fun to do on the weekend, what not a more beautiful, better way than to get outdoors and get moving, being in touch and in tune with nature? This goes right hand in hand with the practice of earthing. Fall can present a beautiful time to take in physically, spiritually, all of the changes in the landscape that are coming to abundant peak closure. Getting outdoors is a way to revitalize and renew and grow your energy. I love to be outdoors in the fall. Just notice the scent, the change of leaves and grasses and flowers, and just to see things as they are from that fall perspective. Other ways to gather in energy that would be to have a fall bonfire. Connecting with your tribe. If the bonfire is safe in the area that you live, or just connecting outdoors with some lights, and just sitting outdoors on a cool, crisp fall evening, and again, taking in this beautiful time and moment. That is something I love to do in fall. We were able to have a little fire pit, and what not a better way to celebrate fall than gathering around with some close friends and or even camping. If you are a camper or an outdoorser, beautiful way is getting outdoors, camping, or having that nice little bonfire or campfire just to bring in the glow of outdoors within you. It's a beautiful way to do that. In fall, although it does start to get cooler, it's important to keep your energy going. You want to maintain your hydration. So hydrating often and frequently. In summer, it's easier to stay hydrated because we may be a lot more hot and our bodies will let us know we're depleted. In fall, maybe not as much. It's we're having cooler weather temperatures. Vitally important to maintain your hydration year-round. And that is a way that will maintain your beautiful energy levels, continuing on with that routine and ritual of hydration. Sleep is another thing I've noticed that as the temperatures are cooler and the light changes, we have less light. I find that I sleep more fully in going into fall and, of course, in winter. I'm a lot more energized in spring and summer, and I just wake up earlier, probably because of the light coming in, and I just don't need as much sleep. So I kind of look forward to moving into a different sleep pattern in the fall. And if you have sleep, if you have insomnia or sleep that's less than optimal, maybe use the felt energy present at fall to work on your sleep routine. Kind of backing off from being on electronics right as you get into bed. Sometimes that really sets off a lot of energy moving in the body and mind and makes it more challenging to go to sleep. Again, if you are one that likes to drink caffeinated beverages late in the day and that, you notice that kind of interferes with sleep, maybe make a note of that or limit alcohol intake right up to bed. Making sure your sleeping room is in a good place, that it's dark enough. You don't have a lot of lights going on or even see light. The temperature in your room, you want it to be cool, not overheated. Making sure that you don't have a lot of clutter around. So making your place where you sleep inviting to sleep. Having a calming, slow meditation practice before bed. Doing things that are going to set you up to promote a restful, beautiful sleep. Not treating sleep as an afterthought, but treating it in the context that it deserves in your life. That sleep is energy giving. Sleep promotes energy throughout the day and promotes health and well-being. And what not a better way than during the harvest and abundance of fall to work on creating a healthy, beautiful sleep routine that makes you feel nourished and then beautiful. Another one that I like to do is reset daily in quiet and stillness. This is a year-round one, but I also think it's profound as we move into harvest and fall to notice the different rhythm going on in our body that's attuned to the physical season of fall, and take time in a distraction-free, quiet place to sit in stillness and in silence, maybe at least for 5 minutes. You can do this with one of many beautiful apps on your smart device. You can also reset in quiet and stillness by taking a quiet walk in nature and just letting nature nurture you. Or again, you can sit quietly without needing to do anything other than being in quiet and stillness. This is a beautiful way to reset your body, mind, and spirit. It's almost as if you've reset the brain. Your brains are constantly on, constantly working, and just doing this alone opens up your beautiful rhythm and releases stress and puts you in touch right here in the moment of life that you are living in. So many beautiful things to be found and had by working on leveling your energy and balance in the fall. So I don't have a lot more for my show today, because I want you to take what you've heard and maybe reflect on a fun little ritual or more that you can do at the start of a fall equinox tomorrow. What is something fun and nurturing that you can do for yourself, whether it's, again, connecting with a friend or a group of friends to celebrate fall equinox, being outdoors and saying hello, welcome fall, whether it's sitting quietly and reflecting over your current accomplishments, successes, or achievements, doing something to note this beautiful change in season that relates to your own beautiful personal life. What we spend and do with ourselves tomorrow will amplify and create beautiful energy for everyone in the world. And what not a better time than right now for you to take time to do something good and loving and intentional, creating a little ritual for yourself tomorrow and going forward. I love rituals. They are the core and backbone of how I live my life now than as how I used to live my life. And rituals, again, they provide the ability for you to enjoy your life, to be grounded and balanced in your life, and they provide you with the ability to navigate the ups and downs of life. So many beautiful things are to be found and had by bringing in a ritual every day. I hope that you have found the content here, although short and sweet, to be nurturing and affirming to where you are in your life and what you need. Please reach out to me. Again, connect with me via email or schedule a chat. Know that we are all in this beautiful life together, that we are one. And here is to you and your beautiful life. Take good care of yourself. You deserve it. The world needs you. And we are all beautiful together. I'm Nancy Stevens. This is Authentic Self-Care with Nancy. I look forward to meeting up with you on my next show in 2 weeks. Until then, do good, be good, take good care of yourself, and just enjoy all of the abundance of fall equinox tomorrow. And if you're listening later, pause and create a ritual for yourself. Enjoy the season of fall as it comes to you. Share it, love it, and be it. Thank you so much. I'm Nancy. It was beautiful and great to be here with you today. Until next time, stay well, be well, and love well. Thank you.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.